Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to yet another great show. Welcome to Live of the Day with Jay. I am your host, and this is going to be a great show. Guys, at the beginning of the show, I don't mean to tell you this, but we are working with some raw audio. Hopefully, they will get the audio up to MP3 format or HD format. They're working on it, so we're going to continue to go on with the show as we do always, but it is a little raw, but it's okay. Number to call is 347-945-7405. On today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about why we continue to treat one another the way that we do. And we're also going to talk a little bit about Donald Trump's visit to Hickory, North Carolina today. He was in Hickory, North Carolina at Lenoir Ryan College. And I want you guys, you know what, I ain't even going to play any clips from that idiot. Because he always says something that he should not say. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Also, we're going to take a couple of looks at some different approaches of why we treat each other the way we do and what can be one of the solutions to make this a difference in the way that we treat one another. We are in a diverse world, and we need to start to act like we're in a diverse world, and we're not. We're acting like we're stuck 50, 60 years ago back in time, and that's not acceptable with the way we want our children right now to be or to have a little knowledge and discipline. 347-945-7405. And finally, I'm going to open the lines. I'm going to open the lines, and I want to hear what it is that you have to say about anything that we're talking about on today's show. You guys, I'm telling you, there is a lot of things that we need to get accomplished. All this bickering we're doing with each other, it's not helping. It's not getting what we need to get accomplished. It's just making things more difficult. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
The Smoke Depot, located at 117 North Myrtle School Road in Gastonia, North Carolina, is here to service all of your tobacco needs. From vapes to cigars, you can't go wrong with the Smoke Depot. For more information, call 980-320-1018. Again, that's 980-320-1018. The Smoke Depot, Gastonia's elite tobacco supplier. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
When I look into your eyes, I see a big part of me, my baby. There's no mistake that I can find. I must be colorblind in your amazing eyes.
strong, a man afraid of nothing. I have the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
they are concerned with education, health care for loved ones, jobs, voting rights, and stability. As County Commissioner, I will dedicate my efforts toward the enrichment and prosperity of Gaston County. Together, let's end self-interest and focus on public interest. On March 15, vote Christy McCleary for County Commissioner.
This message was approved by friends to elect Christy McCleary, County Commissioner, Gaston County.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Talking to you guys today, talking a little bit about why we treat one another the way that we do. And what are some of the solutions, or what is the solution to being a little more diverse in our approach with one another? Is it we're not really taking the time to find out about one another? Is it that we're so caught up in the day-to-day hustle and struggle of the average individual that we are not even caring about the future of our children? This has not been something that is just now going on. This has been going on for a long time, and it's time for us to change. If we want to make our future for our young people better, a more profitable, a more prosperous, a more successful outlook for them, then we are going to have to do what we need to do as people who say we love God. For I ask everyone this question all the time. I talk to people who say that they are very spiritual and that they believe in God. And I ask them, I said, you know, how can you believe in a God that you have never, ever seen? But you believe with 100% of your heart, which gives you faith. But you cannot love your neighbor. You cannot show the same love to the people you see each and every day. But you tell me you love God for whom you've never, ever laid eyes upon. And most people, when I ask them this, they understand that. Some get mad, which is okay, because, you know, people who don't understand spirituality, and don't understand where it can take you, wouldn't understand that question. We got a tough road. I urge all of you guys to go vote tomorrow. Go vote. We need every vote that's possible. I'm not campaigning for anyone on this show, but I am going to say, I don't care who you vote for, just go vote. Because if you don't vote, if you don't exercise your right to vote, then you have no reason to complain of any outcome that happens. So go exercise your right to vote. Wherever it may be, whoever it may be for, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. Just go do it. Number to call is 347-945-7405. I said a little earlier that there has been a lot, or there has been this feeling we have towards one another, that we express towards one another, has been going on for a very long time. And it has. And I'm going to play a clip in a minute just to show you how long it's been going on. We have two of our most prolific civil rights activists. And I want you to listen to Dr. King speaking about Brother Malcolm X. I just want you to listen to hear the rhetoric that is used. Here's a clip with Dr. King on Malcolm X, courtesy of YouTube.
Malcolm X, one of the most articulate exponents of the Black Muslim philosophy, has said of your movement and your philosophy that it plays into the hands of the white oppressors, that they are happy to hear you talk about love for the oppressor because this disarms the Negro and fits into the stereotype of the Negro as a meek, turning the other cheek sort of creature. Would you care to comment on Mr. X's belief?
Well, I don't think of love as, in this context, as emotional bosh. I don't think of it as a weak force. But I think of love as something strong and that organizes itself into powerful direct action. Now, this is what I tried to teach in the struggle in the South, that we are not engaged in a struggle that means we sit down and do nothing. That there's a great deal of difference between non-resistance to evil and non-violent resistance. Non-resistance leaves you in a state of stagnant passivity and deadened complacency, wherein non-violent resistance means that you do resist in a very strong and determined manner. And I think some of the criticisms of nonviolence, or some of the critics, fail to realize that we are talking about something very strong, and they confuse non-resistance with nonviolent resistance.
He goes beyond that in some of the things I've heard him say. Say that this is deliberately your philosophy of love of the oppressor, which he identifies completely with the nonviolent movement, is, he says, is this philosophy and this movement is actually are actually encouraged by whites because it makes them comfortable. It makes them believe that the Negroes are meek, supine creatures.
Well, I don't think that's true. If anyone has ever lived with a nonviolent movement in the South, from Montgomery on through the Freedom Rides and through the sit-in movement and the recent Birmingham movement, and see the reactions of many of the extremists and reactionaries in the white community, he wouldn't say that this movement makes, this philosophy makes them comfortable. I think it arouses a sense of shame within them often, in many instances. I think it does something to touch the conscience and establish a sense of guilt. Now, so often people respond to guilt by engaging more in the guilt-evoking act in an attempt to drown the sense of guilt. But this approach certainly doesn't make the white man feel comfortable. I think it does the other thing. It disturbs this conscience, and it disturbs this sense of contentment that he's had.
I find that to be very interesting. There's a couple of things I want to talk about. There's a couple of things I want to talk about what he said in that clip that I think you will find very interesting. You know, and I want you guys to forget the rhetoric. I want you guys, well, some of the rhetoric. I want you to forget the rhetoric of Negro, white. You know, you got to understand that we are listening to a clip of a time era where, you know, people were very racially divided. And thank God that we don't have to look at one another like that now. But there are people who do. And I'm talking not on one side, I'm talking on both sides. And those are the type of things that we got to learn to stop if we are going to be successful for our young people. One thing Dr. King stated, which I absolutely gravitated to and love, that he pushed and drove into the heads and minds of people, is the concept of love. If we believe in God, why don't we utilize the concept of love more than what we do? I don't understand it. We got to do a lot better than what we have been doing. If we're not going to do what we need to do by our children, then I can promise you we are setting them up for failure. And I've told you before, I don't want to have any parts of my children or anyone's children failing in life, because we have the blueprint, but we give them the wrong blueprint. We give them the blueprint to destruction instead of the blueprint to success. Number to call is 347-945-7405. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, because I want to break this clip down just a little more so you'll understand the importance of this clip, the importance of what was said then that has transpired into what's going on now. I want you guys to really understand that. I really want you to understand that. 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day for Jay.
The Smoke Depot, located at 117 North Myrtle School Road in Gastonia, North Carolina, is here to service all of your tobacco needs. From vapes to cigars, you can't go wrong with the Smoke Depot. For more information, call 980-320-1018. Again, that's 980-320-1018, the Smoke Depot, Gastonia's elite tobacco supplier.
The Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
We can do it all night and go until the morning sun. Ooh, the spiritual place your body needs to go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's gonna get rough, baby, down the door. Let's take the pressure off each other. So
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
To the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Before the break, first of all, let me say thank you, Chicago and Philly, for joining us. Thank you, Bakersfield, California, for checking out the show. Thank you, Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas, that is, Birmingham, Alabama, Montgomery. Thank you guys for the show. I really appreciate you guys' support and continue the support that we need, and you know, I give super duper shout out to one another and continue to support the show because we need that support. I'm telling you guys, I will get SiriusXM one way to make SiriusXM. So we just got to continue to keep pushing and pushing and striving, and with your help, I know we will get to where we need to be. Now, in just a little bit, I'm also going to play, before we get to analyzing this clip, I'm also going to play a little bit of last year's Independent Artist Festival, because guys, it's that time again. This July 2016, we are going to our fourth annual Independent Artist Festival. We still have locations to be determined, but I will keep you. And this year, we are going to be giving Independent Artist Grind, which is going to go to none other than my man, International Recording Artist Drock. He will be accepting that award at the Independent Artist Festival this year. So it's really going to be a great event. I have more information to come to go by. You guys definitely be kept abreast of what's going on. Now, right before the break, we were talking about Dr. King and his views on Malcolm X. Thought was about his nonviolent approach. And as I stated before, the greatest attribute that Dr. King had was his attribute of love and his nonviolent approach to solving issues within the black community that got outside of the black community, the white community, that made up for the world we live in, Dr. King. Now, don't get me wrong. Brother Malcolm had his Brother Malcolm needed. Brother Malcolm done what those, as in Martin, Megan, and a few others were afraid to do. He spoke out. And who made Malcolm who, that's what made Malcolm who he is. And Malcolm was a fighter for the people. He was a fighter for, you know, Muslims, but he was a fighter for the people that were living in very harsh conditions. On the flip side of that, Dr. King was a fighter for all people. Black, green, blue, purple, orange, it didn't matter. And that message is easy to follow. You know, kids do it. They do it naturally. So if they can naturally get along with one another, love unconditionally, and like one another without any boundaries, then that should tell you that what's happening in the world is not right. What's happening in the adult world is not the way it's supposed to be. Those are learned behaviors that we need to really abolish. I told y'all, we're not going to get to the next level unless we teach a little knowledge and discipline. Unless we teach a little knowledge and discipline to our young people, we are not going to get to the next level. 347-945-7405. I really want to play a little bit of the Independent Artist Festival from last year, because I have people asking me all the time, will I play it? And so I decided that I will. And I'm going to play just a little bit, and we'll come back and we'll close out. But I want you guys to listen to the caliber of music that is displayed at these festivals. Now, this first artist, he will not be with us this year. That's a whole nother story. But we're going to play his performance anyway. His name's Bali. We're going to play this performance anyway. But I just want you guys to know that he will not be with the festival this year, because that, we got more that need to craft and explore is to be a real indie artist where people who appreciate your music. So, a clip of the 3rd Annual Independent Arts Festival last year.
I know we got people still sitting there, but first, let me say thank you guys for coming to the 3rd Annual Independent Arts Festival tonight. My name is Jay. I am the host of Live with Jay with Jay Radio. And a lot of you guys that you're going to hear, they have come on the radio show. And they're indie artists, but the heart that you're going to hear coming from these artists is probably something that you haven't experienced before. These guys are very, very talented. Very talented. They put a lot of hard work in their craft that they're getting ready to share with you. So, if you can, you got to show them some serious love in your stuff. They have worked hard. I know you don't see a lot of people, but you're going to start seeing that triple hit. They do it every year, they come late. But we're going to go ahead and start the show, because I'm eager to show you. I'm getting some feedback, guys. I'm eager for you guys to be exposed to the talent that you are about to hear. And you guys can definitely Google the show and check out the show every day. Talk about the time we're getting ready to go on Sirius XM Radio. And it's going to be some great things happening in the next 2 months of the radio show. But without further ado, if we can give a moment of silence to the victims down in Charleston, South Carolina. Thank you guys, and know that tomorrow is not promised, so you need to do everything you want to do today. You need to love one another, you need to love yourself, and you need to express that each and every day, because we don't know if we all are going to be here the next day.
So, without further ado, I'm going to bring on the first act. This guy coming to the festival last year. And he's been doing a lot of things since the festival. He's got a few CDs out. He's got national exposure. And he just finished up on, I can't remember if it's the second or third album, but he very talented guy. So if you guys can, put your hands together for National Report Artist Ball. I want to thank Jay for inviting me to do this for you all tonight. God bless you, man. Big shout out to Brandon Thomas, Blindside, Lee Thomas. We're about to do some big things this year. Let's get this party started. But I promise you it's worth it. This next guy I'm gonna bring down here, he first joined the festival last year. And when I talked to him when he first joined the festival, I said, I got a double rap. And he told me, he's like, nah, I can hip hop. I said, okay, I just understand that. He says, I can talk to him. So I said, okay. I said, well, let's see how the crowd is going to adjust to your team. Well, this guy came in here last year, and he flew the spot up. Very talented, very dedicated. And the reason I say these things is he's working another job. But he's got to give a break to come over here to perform and then go back to work. And that's showing dedication. That's the kind of dedication you need in this craft. So I'm telling you, you can lose all sorts of speed in this craft real quick, but you gotta have the dedication, you gotta have that determination, and you have it. So without further ado, I'm gonna bring you to the stage none other than Mr. T. Breeze. You gotta give him a round of applause.
That was my man, Minister T. Breeze. He brought it down that night. I'm going to give you more this week. I'm going to give you more. We're going to work on that. We're going to work on the audio and all that good stuff. But I tell you guys, you definitely don't want to miss this year's Independent Artist Festival, because I have a lot of great, great, great music and a lot of great entertainers. And I got some surprises that are going to blow your mind this year. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Take a quick break, guys. We'll close out the show. You're definitely live in the day with Jay.
The Smoke Depot, located at 117 North Myrtle School Road in Gastonia, North Carolina, is here to service all of your tobacco needs. From vapes to cigars, you can't go wrong with the Smoke Depot. For more information, call 980-320-1018. Again, that's 980-320-1018. The Smoke Depot, Gastonia's elite tobacco supplier.
People, this is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Welcome back to the show. I like to take this time to thank everybody to support and listen to the show. Thank you guys. Without your support, I could not do this, and we would not get to the next. I want you guys to check out the show this week. We're going to have updates on this running. Once we find out who's on the docket, we're going to have them on the show, and then we're going to talk about what's going on also. So I want you guys to know that I love you with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God, because to me each and every day. So I love you guys. Check out the show this week. We got a lot going on. And I will definitely keep you abreast of what's going on tomorrow. Also, go on my Facebook page, jradio.com, jradio at facebook.com, and click on our GoFundMe page for the Artist Festival. Guys, we all help with that. I don't care if it's $2, $3, $3, what let me be. Please help donate to this independent artist. Where we need all the help we can get. So I tell you guys, peace, love, and I love you with the greatest love I know, the love of God, because He gives me every day. You guys are back.